Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. In regional theater news, Jessica Stone has just been appointed the new artistic director of La Jolla Playhouse in San Diego, California. Stone is a two-time Tony-nominated director for Kimberly Akimbo and Water for Elephants. She will succeed Christopher Ashley at the Playhouse starting in early 2026. As previously announced, Ashley will begin as artistic director at New York's Roundabout Theater Company in the 2026-2027 season. In partnership with La Jolla's managing director, Debbie Buchholz, Stone will guide the organization's mission and vision. The Playhouse is internationally renowned for the development of new musicals and plays, most of them with commercial aspirations. 37 of their productions have transferred to Broadway through the years, including the currently running The Outsiders. Those shows have won a combined 42 Tony Awards, and the venue also took home the 1993 Special Tony for Outstanding Regional Theater. And finally, today, in off-Broadway news, the Public Theater has just announced its 2026 Free Shakespeare in the Park season. The summer tradition welcomes three titles to the outdoor Delacorte Theater on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. First up is a new production of Romeo and Juliet to be directed by Saheem Ali, who also directed this year's production, Twelfth Night, which recently received a PBS ProShot capture now available for viewing. Then comes a new interpretation of The Winter's Tale, directed by Daniel Sullivan. And finally, the Public Works series, which features New York City community members sharing the stage with the professional actors, will be making a return. The title has yet to be revealed. Casting and dates for all three productions will also be announced later. As per usual, all tickets will be free of charge. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.